They also assist, train, and supervise the lay ministers of our church. The goal of this team is to help every member of the church find a meaningful place of service that best expresses his or her gifts and abilities. Number 7, preach on purpose. To produce balanced, healthy believers, you need to plan a preaching schedule that includes a series on each of the 5 purposes over the course of a year. A 4-week series related to each of the 5 purposes would require only 20 weeks. There would still be more than half a year left to preach on other themes. Planning your preaching around the 5 purposes of the church does not mean that you must always be teaching about the church itself. Personalize the purposes. Talk about them in terms of God's 5 purposes for every Christian. Number 8, budget on purpose. We categorize every line item in our church budget by the purpose of the church that it supports or to which it relates. The quickest way to discover church's priorities is to look at its budget and calendar. The way we spend our time and the way we spend our money show what is really important to us, regardless of what we claim to believe. If your church claims that evangelism is a priority, you need to be able to back it up with dollars allocated in your budget. Otherwise, you're just blowing smoke. Number 9, calendar on purpose. Designate 2 months of each year to give special emphasis to each purpose. Then give each purpose team, composed of staff or volunteers, the assignment of emphasizing that purpose church-wide during those months. For example, January and June might be maturity months. During a month-long emphasis on spiritual maturity, you might read through the New Testament as a congregation, memorize a Bible verse together each week, or hold a Bible conference or a church-wide Bible study. February and July could be each ministry months.